You are listening pretty late, and Craig and I are both very excited to welcome back to our show on the phone, because someday we'll have her in the studio. But right now we have Rose Abdu on the line. She is one of the stars of Gilmore Girls and a lot of other shows you watch, like she's been on Scandal and The Grinder. And I just saw, by the way, Rose, that you and I were on a set together at one point.
We were?
Well, I don't know. It depends on which scenes you were in. My Best Friend's Wedding.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I think, were you in a bigger scene maybe at a restaurant or something?
I was at, I was in one scene that was cut. I was just an extra a lot. They kept putting me in a lot of stuff. But I was at the bachelorette party that got cut.
Oh, my gosh. That movie, I went in to audition for that movie, mm-hmm. and I just imitated my mother because the director wanted a bridal gown seamstress. My mother makes bridal gowns. My mother actually lives in Detroit. She lived in Detroit, and she made Bob Seger's wife's wedding dress.
Really?
So she used to see the commercial. I guess it was Chevy or Ford. When they'd play, and she'd say, "Rosemary, did you know that man who sings like a rock on the commercial? Come on, that's Bob Seger. He's done a lot more than that commercial."
Mm-hmm.
So she beaded his wedding gown. But anyway, they wanted a wedding, you know, that character. And
right.
I thought, I can't miss. They want a foreign seamstress with a Spanish accent. So I did it. And at the audition, after I finished doing the character, because there were no lines in the movie, I just improvised a bunch of lines. And the director went, "Oh, that's such a real character. Would your mother," and I told him it was based on my mom, and he said, "Would your mother like to come and audition for us?"
Oh, my God. You're like, wait a minute.
No, I'm not going to compete against my own mother because I know she'll get the part over me.
Yeah, the director was a little bit strange. Were you only in that scene for the bridal fitting?
That scene, yeah, fitting Julia Roberts in the purple bridesmaid.
Right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I worked on Bad Teacher a couple, you know, years later, and Cameron Diaz said, "You look so familiar." She goes, "We worked together," and she remembered everything about the day.
Oh, how funny.
She was really cool.
Well, it was an interesting film that was being shot here because that director was, he was very tense at the wedding scene. I was at the bachelorette party, I was at the wedding, and it was very hot at that church, and he lost his temper quite a few times.
Oh, my gosh. It was a very tense shoot all the way around, I think, because it wasn't easy.
No.
But it was a
hot summer too, so it wasn't easy for anybody. But it's a fun movie. How was that auditioning in Chicago, going out for stuff like when they ask for these characters? Because you have become a character actress.
Yeah, I loved it. I figured out all my life I would watch movies and my eye would go right to like Mary Wicks or Kathleen Freeman or all these older character actress ladies that would pop up in the movies as, now she's a nurse, now she's a maid, now she was a nanny, now she's a secretary, I was most fascinated by a character actress. I found an old journal, and it said, you know, if I could only have a career like Mary Wicks. Very few people know who she is. But I realized in the last couple of years, wow, I really have achieved my goal.
Well, and you are one of those faces, and you do such a great job of sort of, you know, becoming these very strong women in whatever role that is. I mean,
enjoyed being, you know, and lately... It's so funny because I was helping my friend organize her closet, and she's an attorney, and I thought, what would it be like to have, like, attorney clothes? Because I have to have in my closet a little bit of everything.
Right.
So if I have an audition to play a doctor or something, a secretary, a housewife, and the very next day, her name is Stephanie, and the very next day was I got cast in The Grinder as Judge Stephanie. And then right after that, I'm cast as a judge in Veep. And then a senator in Scandal, and I also did a hearing, so I had to bang a gavel, and I had that desire to play like a lawyer or a, you know, my favorite show when I was a kid was Perry Mason, believe it or not.
Wow.
So it's really been very fulfilling to me. The Veep hasn't even come out yet. I'm in two episodes in the fifth season of Veep.
Well, and you're seen in Scandal where the vice president's wife, and I can't remember, Millie is giving that.
Yes.
She's filibustering. You're so stern, and you just give her the cold shoulder.
I'm so mean.
Linda Moskowitz.
Linda Moskowitz got to be so mean. I kind of based it on like a Gloria Allred, real tough attorney kind of lady, and I loved giving the press conference about impeaching the president.
Oh my God, all of it was just delicious. I mean, that show just drips with absurdity. But all that care, I mean, I don't. Do you watch the show by any chance?
I do, and I was very lucky because I was supposed to be in one, and the writer told me that Shonda Rhimes herself saw it, and then I ended up being in four altogether.
Yeah, Shonda Rhimes is great at seeing great talent.
Thank you. That was really exciting. I hope to work with her again. I think that her shows are just terrific. Like I would love to be in How to Get Away with Murder and be an attorney opposite Viola Davis. That would be a great dream of mine.
Well, The Catch is great, too. I've been watching that show.
Yes.
And it was so much fun to see Alan Ruck pop up on that show.
And my friend, Nia Bardalis, very good friend of mine since I'm 20 years old. We've known each other, 22 or whatever. She is going to do a 3-episode arc on The Catch.
Really?
Yep.
That's a show people should be watching. It's just there's something about Shonda Rhimes and the way she portrays adults, but with sort of the still high school mentality of having a crush.
Grey's Anatomy was so much fun in the beginning, you know.
Yeah, having a crush, wanting to get revenge, who likes who, all that.
Right.
It's just so much fun. What was that, Craig? Oh, wait, let me put your mic on. I got to roll you up. There's
okay,
Craig.
Okay.
Yes.
I am so
we're talking
impressed
about
by you. Yes. I'm so impressed that you've waited so long. But we have to know about Gypsy. We have to know what's going on.
I was getting to that, Craig. She's got a lot going on.
No, it's totally fine. No, it's totally fine. Gilmore Girls is coming back.
So much fun. It's such a weird experience because we'll look at each other like in a town meeting scene and go, has it really been 9 years? Like, it's crazy how much everyone's still just as enthusiastic, and it's just as fun. I had forgotten what long hours it was. I thought, we'll get this done right away. And those town meeting scenes take so long to shoot. But we're really having a ball. And now the weather is really cooperating, because back in the day when we did Gilmore Girls, I think I've said this to you guys before, if it was supposed to be really cold outside, it was beastly hot, and we all had to pretend it's a crisp fall day in Connecticut. And it was never, it was always the opposite of whatever the weather was supposed to be in the show. This time we got really lucky, and when we were filming winter, it was actually very cold in Los Angeles.
Oh, that's
it's just the weather cooperated this time, which I thought was the God smiling on us. And we just took over that Warner Brothers backlot, and Stars Hollow, every single detail is made again, like the Luke's Diner. It was just so cool to see all the buildings, restored to their Stars Hollow fabulousness. And now I've gone there since then, and it's just complete ghost town now.
Oh, you guys are already done?
Well, we're not done, but certain outside scenes are done. So they have to, they put it all up, then they take it all down, then they put it all back up, because it's like the lot isn't just for Gilmore Girls. There's a lot of other things that go on there.
Blah, 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 other things.
Yeah, whatever, other stuff.
Yeah. We're not interested
in
those.
Leave it for Gilmore Girls.
Only Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls. But we're really having a great time, and I got to spend some time with, a little more time with Lauren. It's so great. I actually took a picture of our chairs next to each other. It was a little bit thrilling for me to have my own chair that says Gilmore Girls with my name on it.
Nice.
I love little stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But really, the most fun was seeing Sally again, because we just had a ball. And she said to me, she has a dog. I just got a dog.
Monkey.
I've never owned a dog in 53 years.
I saw your picture.
I owned a dog. And Sally Struthers is now, Babette is the godmother of my dog.
Aww. I know people were.
I got him a collar in my favorite color, rose plaid.
I know people were making fun of you on Facebook. They were like, "What is that dog in prison?"
I know. We rescued the dog. My husband really wanted to put up a picture from when we first fell in love with him. I said, people are going to think he's in jail. But that was him in his little cage at Pasadena Humane Society. So I was very happy that
he is adorable.
He's 6 years old. Thank you. I'm very excited about it.
Okay.
So, I have people writing me saying, does he get along with Paul Anka?
Oh, dear. Can you imagine?
The sweetest dogs. And there have been a few dogs on the set this season. I saw some dogs.
You saw some dogs.
I don't think I'm giving anything away. But
that is such a spoiler.
I know.
Now I have to figure this out.
I feel like you don't want to tell us more.
Who's Rory's new boyfriend and what dog does he have?
I have to say, all those boyfriends came back. And I had I had done the Gilmore Guys podcast, and they asked me, who did you like, Rory's boyfriend, Jess, Dean, or Logan? And I said, Dean for sure, because I just thought Jared was just such a sweet guy, and I just liked him a lot. And I said, the other two, they were all right. Then the very next day, they announced the revival, and I thought I'd never have to see these people.
Right.
So now, Matt, who plays Logan, is like, hey, I said, hey, how's it going? Like, they're okay. They just weren't my favorite. Jess was not my favorite.
No.
Because I had to fix his car. And Gypsy,
look,
when Gypsy's crabby at someone, then not
though. When Jess comes back, he's a better
Stop
person.
It. Stop
he
it.
He is.
Look, Gypsy rebuilt the car that Dean brought to her.
Thank you.
They worked on it together.
The whole car.
Yes. No, all she did
was great, guys. I mean, it's very, very exciting that everyone said yes, and they're all back in one way or another.
God, yes.
So it's super cool.
Well, it's so fun because the last time we saw Rory, she was going off to cover the Obama campaign.
Yeah.
And now I'm just so curious to see what she's done in life for the last 9 years.
Oh, it's so good. I think people are really going to be very happy with it. I know at the table reads, first of all, the scripts are so enormous. It's like a phone book hitting the table. They're 90 minutes, but 90 minute in Gilmore world, it's just chock full of everything you could ever want. And I just, people take collective gasps around the table and collective sighs, and everyone bursts into applause at the same time. I mean, the table reads were really, really a lot of fun.
Oh my God, I can only imagine the energy.
Yeah, and then they really have, you know, they feed us so well. We eat like Lorelai and Rory. Like, there's so much food at the table read. There's first enormous bouquets of flowers with everyone's little, your little name card. And then they have bowls of Pop-Tarts and like red vines. Everything that Lorelai and Rory eat, we had to snack on during, and nobody eats anything. It's crazy. I think I was the only person with like a little plate of food. I'm like, oh, I'm from Chicago, so I'm going to have some of this.
Rose.
Like, it just stays in the big dining area, and then we go into the room to read them. But that's been really exciting to see the excitement of all the people in the room when we turn the pages. It's just been they've done such an amazing job, and they really didn't have that long to write them all. I guess they've been percolating for years about it. What's going to happen.
I'm curious, how many episodes, have they announced how many episodes of the season actually is? Because I know with all these Netflix shows, there's only like 10 episodes per season.
And I know, I really wonder how they'll do it. Yeah. It's four 90-minute movies.
Oh, wow. What?
Wow.
So it's winter.
Okay.
I'm not blowing anything because I know this has been out there.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Winter, spring, summer, and fall.
We haven't looked anywhere else. You are our source for all things Gilmore
Girls.
That.
And so each one is 90. And I believe they're going to, I hope they don't put them all out, because people will binge and not sleep for hours. And then, you know how when you don't have time to watch and someone tells you what's going to happen, you know, the spoiler people?
Right.
I think they're just going to dole them out, I believe, one a week maybe. I could be wrong, but I don't think they're going to put them all out the way that some other shows do where you, you know, I ended up watching Catastrophe on Amazon, and I think we watched all six episodes in two nights.
That's right. I'm in the middle of Orange is the New Black. I'm
right.
Like,
I have no self-control with that. I have to shove all 13 into my eyeballs all the time.
No, I never watched the first season, so I'm watching all three seasons this week, and I have dreams of being in jail. It's very strange.
Of course, yeah. That's funny. You're like my dog in his little cell.
Exactly. By the way, does Monkey's ear, are both ears like that? Is it one ear
just
kind
one.
Of
just one ear goes up, and Sally called me, and she goes, oh my gosh, I love how one ear goes up. He's a Disney dog. And I brought him to Warner Brothers, snuck him on the lot, and two different people stopped us. What show is he working on? I said, he's getting his SAG card.
Yeah, exactly. So, by the way, when
you know, if Gilmore does go past these four episodes, you better believe I'll politic for Gypsy to have a dog.
Oh, so we will start a petition. Yeah. Monkey for Gypsy. I don't know
monkey
which
for Gypsy. Gypsy for Monkey.
That might get confusing, just letting you guys know.
By the way, Gypsy. I was going to call her Gypsy. Rose, when we were...
No, call her Gypsy. Let's go there.
Gypsy Rose, Scott Patterson,
yes.
There was a couple takes of one episode. I don't remember what it was. We were all waiting in line outside, and they had to yell cut twice because he said Gypsy. He said Rose instead of Gypsy.
Oh, there you go.
And he goes, I keep thinking of Gypsy Rose.
That was a couple that people gossiped a lot about. So I won't ask. I know that people, there was all kind of speculation about their relationship. But I will ask you, when I was hanging out with you in L.A., and I like saying that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I get to say.
At my husband's book party.
Yes, at Matta Napkins.
Matta Napkins, the book.
Go to at Matta Napkins on Instagram. And you can see a lot of those great pieces of art. But you were telling me that Sally Struthers was worried that she wasn't going to be in they weren't going to invite her back because she'd heard about...
She's so cute. She does not have a computer. And I forget that, you know, I mean, listen, I barely know how to work my computer. But she will say to me, I ran into her and I said, Sally, it's going to be great. We're going to do Gilmore Girls. Or I think maybe I called her to tell... She said, am I going to be in it? And I said, yes, it's a big deal. And she goes, I don't own a computer. So she doesn't have a computer. She doesn't watch Netflix. She didn't really understand how popular the show has gotten since it's been off the air, because the popularity really grew in the years since it was on CW, certainly, you know, with ABC Family and with Netflix. And I told her, I said, Sally, there's a huge online presence for Gilmore Girls. She goes, I don't own a computer, dear. She is so funny. And yet she's so knowledgeable. She had me download the app Voxer on my phone, so we walkie-talkie each other. So we share this really long trailer. There are two enormous dressing rooms that are hooked together, and I could hear her yelling to me, Rose, I sent you a Voxer. And I'm like, I know, I can hear you through the wall. So, like, we play walkie-talkie with our phones. She's a riot. I mean, if you would have told me, you'll be close friends with Gloria from All in the Family. Like, she was literally one of my very favorite actresses on TV, and now I can't believe I get to hang out with her.
Oh, what a great time it sounds like you're having. And then, of course, news came out recently that Melissa McCarthy was coming back.
Yes, and listen to this. I missed her by moments the day that she was at the set because she was filming the Ellen show, and they told me in the morning, I had seen Yannick, who plays Michelle from The Dragonfly, and he intimate. He said, I can't tell you. I can't confirm. I can't deny. But then I had heard she's definitely going to do it. And she went straight to Ellen that afternoon. So I got back to the set and Lauren said, you missed Melissa literally by 2 minutes.
Oh, man. How strange. Oh. I mean, because that's one of those moments where you go, really? Gilmore Girls? And then, because we had Mark Roberts on the other night who created Mike and Molly.
Yes. And I want to tell you, I'm in the 12th episode of Mike and Molly.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
I'm in the 12th episode of this brand new chunk that's coming up very soon, and she was my director.
Oh, what a great way to finish out the series is to direct an episode.
It was great.
Oh,
it was really a lot of fun to work with her, and we got to talk about all things Gilmore, and it was just, it was really, she's a great director. I have to say, I would really look forward to working with her again.
Would you ever consider directing? Is that something you've ever thought about?
You know, my sister and friends, they all think I should. I don't want to control that many people, but I guess I'd like to try it. I don't know. You have to control so many moving parts. But I like the part where they call second team and I get to go rest and have a snack.
I love that. I love the idea of that. Second team.
Yeah. Oh, but meanwhile, I was telling you that Sally, we're really popular. Really popular. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So the joke is now at Warner Brothers, there was never tourist trams back in the day when we used to work on Gilmore Girls. Now they have little, like, those trams go by with the little roof, you know, like you see anywhere at Disneyland or whatever.
Right.
And it's full of people. So we would go, there's an enormous snack truck with like two like silver steps going up to it. And when they would yell cut at the town meetings, all of us would rush to the snack truck because it's everything imaginable. It's like going into a little party store where you don't have to pay for anything. So we would have a ball in there. And so we would pass the tourist trams and wave at the people and say, and no one ever waved back in any kind of recognition.
What?
We're decked out in full Babette Gypsy regalia. And it's like the people who take the Warner Brothers tours are all into, I don't know, Harry Potter, Batman. I don't know what they're into.
Yeah,
but they never. So she keeps yelling at me like, you said we were really popular. Okay, but not with these people. Apparently we're no one. All right.
Oh.
Well, just wait. Just wait till after the Netflix thing comes out.
Well, yeah, please. And we'd love to have her on the show. If you want to tell Sally Struthers, we'd love to have her.
Oh, my gosh. She would love that. We should do it together one day. We'll have a ball.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Don't make us beg.
I would love that.
And I don't know if you ever saw, there was an episode of Supernatural where Jared's on a one of those trams and he gets off because they're about to go through Stars Hollow. He's like, oh, I don't.
I love it.
Yeah, there was an inside
joke.
Somebody
told me that he flew in. He's so busy that he actually flew on his own plane.
Oh, wow.
That he came back to do his part.
Yeah,
he only had like a day or whatever, and he came on his. I don't know if that was a rumor, but I think it's true.
I think
he came on his own plane.
I wouldn't be surprised because Supernatural's in its 12th season.
There you go. So he's got some crazy Supernatural money. He's such a nice guy.
That's good to hear. I think that's always a relief because Dean is such a sweet kid.
Yeah, I love him.
But he became a demon hunter.
Oh, that's right.
A demon hunter. He went to hell and came back. He was evil. He had no soul for. Okay, I might watch.
I only like shows about family. I really like family shows. I mean, I love Orange Is the New Black and stuff like that. But I don't like anything with like zombies or blood or chasing.
Well, maybe.
Although I do love mafia shows. I take that back. I do like Blood.
And I take it back too. I like True Blood, but I don't like. I can't watch. I tried watching the pilot episode of Walking Dead, and I couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. Me either.
Or Game of Thrones, because Craig's...
Game of Thrones is great. When are you on Game of Thrones, Rose? When's
no,
that
I've
happening?
I've never seen Game of Thrones.
Oh, no.
Too much mud.
Well, we'll get you on it, and then you'll watch it.
Oh.
Okay.
Ooh.
I like that idea. Mm-hmm.
I would love to see
it. I like the idea of next doing something with costumes from another period. I would really enjoy that, I think.
And a sword.
Yeah, and you get a sword.
Yeah, why not?
On a horse, swinging a sword while riding a horse. Let's make that happen.
Yeah.
Does it have to be
that.
For Game of Thrones, or can we just make that happen in general?
I think Gypsy is on a horse riding through town.
Yep.
Okay.
We're pitching stuff.
Yes.
I love what they've given Gypsy to do.
Awesome.
Oh,
well,
good. Cool.
One more question before I let you go, because we have talked to you so long. We have to figure out how to get you back again whenever you have time. But is Amy Sherman-Palladino writing all of these, or is this by a team of writers?
Yes, Amy Sherman-Palladino and her husband Daniel Palladino have written all four of the seasons.
Oh, wow.
Seasons meaning the winter movie, the spring, winter, spring, summer, and fall. Fantastic.
That's so cool. I'm so excited. And do you have one more question. I lied. One more question. Do you know when they're planning to release these?
You know, I heard from someone that it's that Christmas time. Someone either said this would be a good idea or this is really when it's happening. Remember how, I don't know if you guys did it, but around the holiday, everybody was watching that Making of a Murderer.
Right.
Because it was that time between like the winter break and New Year's where people have a lot of time to sit around and talk about it. And I thought, what a terrible subject matter choice that was for
yes.
Christmas. Because at every Christmas party we went to, I was obsessed with talking about this small town and this murder and this guy that got accused of murder. I mean, it was just on everyone's lips. So either I was somewhere on the crew where someone said that would be a great time to do it, or that is when they're doing it. I can't remember.
Interesting.
But
that is what
the first one is winter, it's kind of perfect if it was in winter.
Well, we're eagerly awaiting the release of that. Again, we've been talking to Rose Abdu. She plays Gypsy on Gilmore Girls, and they're coming back on Netflix with four 90-minute mini-movies. And also, you can catch her once in a while on Scandal, because we know you're coming back, and you've got two episodes of Veep coming up, and an episode of Mike and Molly. See, you're so busy.
Yeah, Mike and Molly. That was so much fun. And that cast is one of my very favorites. It was just, that's a dream come true, because I've never missed an episode of Mike and Molly, and I was just so happy. I'm in the 12th one, so they only made 13. So I think they're going to start April 25th. They'll start up again.
So exciting. I look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks, you and your husband, your wonderful husband, John. I want to meet
you.
Monkey.
I can't wait to hang out with you. I can't wait to see you guys. And when I'm in Chicago, I'm going to come there in person.
Perfect. Oh, well, okay, we have that recorded, so we're holding you to that.
Oh, great, Patty. It was great to talk to both of you.
Great talking to you, too. That's Rose Abdu. More after this on 720 WGN.